Hi everyone, Jennifer here. And today I have on my mind nationalism. And nationalism is not compatible with humanism. they're not compatible. Nationalism is not compatible with humanism. And I talk a lot in my books and in my various courses on the importance of compassion as kind of a guiding ethic. For humanists, there is no higher moral authority than our compassion. If it helps people, it's good. If it hurts people, it's bad. And by people, we mean all of humanity, every individual. That's kind of the hallmark of humanism, is we are concerned with humans, all humans, as individuals, worthy of dignity, and they have dignity and worth. Every human you meet has dignity and worth. And that's what our focus is on. And I mentioned this in my book, The Humanist Approach to Happiness, that if someone posits an ethical value that's different from compassion, that isn't compassion, almost always what they're saying is that they think it's okay to hurt humans in order to achieve whatever that goal is. And that's the problem with nationalism. Nationalism puts the nation at the center of what is good. And you'll notice so they're going to say, oh, it's okay because there's this other good. The nation is more important. Well, first, that's a form of communalism, and that's fine. But a humanist kind of weighs the value of the community against the value of the individual and seeks to find balance and do so in a way that doesn't harm either. And if we can value the individuals, then we are by definition also valuing the community, because if we're creating a community in which people as individuals can thrive, then we're creating a great community, and that's our goal. The problem with nationalism is that the nation is the primary good, and identification as a member of that nation becomes the primary identification. It's a form of tribalism. And you will notice that there's always some sort of adjective in front of nation, whether it's Christian nationalism or Hindu nationalism or white nationalism or whatever it is. These people identify a subset of humans as the primary group and the primary good, and that everybody else is bad. And so nationalism is a form of tribalism. Instead of saying all humans, we're saying subset of humans. Everybody else is not within the realm of what we consider to be valuable or moral, and therefore harm to them is okay because it's protecting us. And it creates this us versus them dichotomy, and that's a false dichotomy. There is no us versus them, there's only us, which is why nationalist societies are so friggin' abusive to every member of their society. It's not a good thing. There's so much suffering that's caused. Whenever you hear someone talking about nationalism, understand that that's an exclusionary term, that they are by definition saying some people are part of my nation and some people aren't, and that the people in our country, like I live in the United States of America. Nationalists don't include everyone in the country as part of the nation. By definition, they are excluding people. So if you are one of those people who says, well, I care about everybody, I want everybody to have a fair shake, understand that when people talk about national, they're not including everybody. And that's what's so offensive to me as a humanist, because this exclusion of people is anti-human. It's anti-humanist. It's just really, really offensive to me. And it causes suffering. So when the president of the United States says he's a nationalist, that's not just a tiny little red flag. It's a humongous flag. Because the next question we should be asking is, who exactly do you include in your nation, and who exactly do you exclude? Because every single nationalist, anybody who calls themselves a nationalist, has a very clear idea on who is included in their nation. And it probably does not include you or your friends. A humanist rejects that entirely and says, no, everybody is included in our community. Everybody is welcome in our community. And everybody is part of our community. And we are not going to exclude any member of our community just because some idiot has this narrow idea of who they care about. That is a fault with them. It's a fault with their morality. And it will cause harm. And none of these people should ever be elected to any office anywhere in the country. They should not be put in charge of businesses. They cause harm because they exclude. Think of them like a school bully who's got an in-group and they're excluding people. The people who are excluded are materially, fundamentally harmed by that. And if we're going to live in an inclusive society where everyone thrives, we cannot allow this exclusionary behavior to occur. It is really, really harmful. Humanism is not compatible with nationalism. It is opposed to all forms of tribalism because these tribal identities cause harm. Okay, rant over.